Oh, it's Friday. We roll into the weekend. Carmen and Yurik live in the First Midwest Bank State Street Studios. Watch us on Twitch today and every day. Twitch.tv or download the Twitch app. We are going to have fun today, my friend. We got a pair of Bill Burr tickets to give away. I like Bill Burr. He's funny.
Very funny.
Edgy. What's the last comedian either of you guys have seen?
Live?
Oh, yeah.
Great question.
The answer is nobody. I don't go see comedians.
Seinfeld. Four. Jerry's. Oh, it's been a while. Saw a taping of a comedy sort of podcast, the one that Bateman does with Will Arnett. That's funny. Those guys are good. I'm blanking on the third guy's name. Excuse me. I can't remember his name.
Say Sean Hayes.
Yeah, Sean Hayes. That's who it is. Thank you very much. I don't even know Merck, but I'm ready to go out and see some comedy. I like Bill Burr. He's very, very funny. We got Bill Burr tickets to give away. We got a 4-pack of Wolves tickets to give away for the playoff game on Saturday as the Wolves continue to roll through the playoffs. We're going to talk to our buddy Luke Pergani from PropSwap, find out what's hot at the PropSwap app and PropSwap.com. Good weekend for it, Yurik, because the PGA Championship, I mean, there's like 800 tickets for sale. You know, just buy and sell, man. You can make money this weekend.
That you
golfer
can.
Doesn't have to win. Just has to have a good round.
That
you know?
You can. They say the weather's going to come in tonight. It's going to get a little cool.
Is it?
Out there, so it might change some things.
The wind this morning, we were watching it up in the office earlier. The wind seems like it's wreaking havoc on
it's a blowing. It is a blowing today.
Connor McKnight will join us, as always, on Friday. He always joins us to talk White Sox baseball. We're going to get into them in a minute. We'll do Connor at 135, and then Mike North has the bonus play. He gave out two last week, went 1-1. Lots of winners, though, over the months. So 148, don't miss Mike's bonus play.
I'll have a little Preakness take a look at type thing. I still got to go to the Kentucky Derby. I want to see what happened with simplification. Did he run into trouble? Or it looked like he and Strike Rich had about the same run from different angles.
And Rich Strike.
Rich Strike kind of, thank you. Rich Strike made the run along the rail a little bit more efficiently than simplification made. So I just want to see what it looked like because simplification's going off at 15-1.
Yes.
What Epicenter is the morning line for everybody else, double digits now.
Yes.
This is as of 12:25 Eastern time. So it's going to be very interesting. If Epicenter doesn't get it done, because anything can happen in horse racing. We've already seen that.
We just saw an 80-1 shot win.
Anything can happen in horse racing. Boy, I tell you, the value is elsewhere then. I almost key, you know, I'd key Epicenter for third, Epicenter for second, in a trifecta, in a exacta play. You know, and maybe work it that way and hope for one of the double digits to come on in.
Because Epicenter's that good. And then, if a double-digit bomber gets in there, you're going to have a nice payday.
You would hope, but with only nine horses, if there were 11 horses, it'd be a little bit better. But with only nine horses with the attention of the money, it's not that expensive to go, you know, all this.
No.
It's not that pricey.
Not bad.
Nine times eight for a dollar is $72.
$72.
Yeah, you get all the horses.
You get all the horses.
Actually, it'd be eight times seven. It'd be 56 because you include the one as last.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Thanks for fixing the math. That's even more affordable, Yurko.
That's much more affordable.
I like the name Strike It Rich for a horse, by the way. I mean, I know we're talking
Strike
about
Rich
Strike, but that's a great name for a horse.
Strike It Rich. Yeah. You got to love that.
I like that game for some reason. Like, what would you name your Thoroughbred Championship racehorse? I like Hung Like a Horse. That's my favorite.
That might not get by the stewards. 17 letters. You know that for the name of a horse?
Well, that fits.
I got you. 17 letters, including spaces.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But so they might look at that and go, no, it's too dirty.
Right. Yeah.
You can't name your horse that. What do you think this is?
That's funny. But I'm going to say
it like a horse.
Because I'm a gentleman, but in the harness world, see you next.
Oh, yeah.
Made it.
Really?
Made it.
Nobody
past.
Noticed?
Nobody noticed. The letter C, the letter U, next, and then the day
like
of the week.
Children, you know that? You know, it's like Bart Simpson calling Moe's and asking for Al, alcoholic. Yeah. You know? That one got through. They couldn't see that one coming.
They did not see that one coming.
I mean,
and
mine's not even a
play
on words. It's
right.
just funny, you know? Like, I could see them turning that
but
one.
But that one made it through. You know, there was a harness horse named Mac, Yurko, and Harry.
I do remember that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we wagered on 11-1.
Yeah.
Paid $24 to win.
Hey.
Love it.
Sweetness, man.
I was on it.
White Sox go to New York, Yurko. They go to the Bronx. They can feel pretty good about themselves. Well, I don't know. How good do you feel when you win a series from the Royals? But yesterday could have been disastrous, and they flipped it. You know, down 4-1 early, and it's like, oh, my God, here we go again. They flipped it, Yurk. They finally scored some runs. They had a lot of hits again. Long game. Long. Like almost 4 hours.
Boy, lengthy.
But action. You know, at least they strung some stuff together, and Robert hit another home run. He almost, it was like a golf swing. You know, did you see him finish? Like, he was like this. I've never, it was like not even a top hand release. It was
nothing,
which is all you pretty much see these days from the big power hitters. You know, top hand releases. He was like this. It looked like he had a golf shot.
And he was looking at it, yeah.
And he was looking at it.
He's hoping
he
got back into the fairway, huh?
Yeah, that's what it was like.
Come on.
He was almost like, he was like,
get over.
Just a little. Cut just a little.
Get over. Get over just a smidge.
Right.
Yeah.
He's so strong. He's so good, too. He really
is. Did you see the leaderboard?
I wish he would hit second all the time, but okay.
Yeah, I got you. Speaking of the golf swings, have you seen the leaderboard?
You know, not for about the last hour or so.
Justin Thomas -5 with Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy goes off later in the afternoon.
So they're both 5 under.
About 2 o'clock. Both 5 under. Justin Thomas having a nice little round today.
So what is he, 200 today?
But it's windy.
100 today.
Yeah, it's windy.
She's 200. My bad, Carm.
You're 200, right?
It's windy, Carm.
Very windy.
It's windy.
And
that update is brought to you by...
It's brought by Tito's.
Tito's.
Handmade vodka.
Handmade vodka. Mm, love it.
So Tiger is going to be out there, and it looks like the wind is getting worse, and... He needs to shoot probably 1 or 2 under.
So. Not going to happen, is it? He looked
in pain.
Yeah, he looked in pain. And this is what we all sort of expected, right? Like that he's even back playing is kind of remarkable, but his, I don't know. It's not anymore.
Once he got back to the Masters, that was amazing. But now that he's played the Masters, the fact that he's playing another event is not amazing anymore.
I was amazed
at the Masters. Once you played in the Masters, it's no longer amazing. You get what I'm saying, right?
It's not like he's going to be in contention.
Well, I got you.
He just can't.
Yeah. Never again. He doesn't have it. If you don't have the wheels, what gives up on a boxer when a boxer starts going bad in the ring?
They get wobbly. Their legs,
They get wobbly. The legs start to go. When you're a golfer and your legs go, you don't have that foundation with the earth. It's where you're getting your power from, right?
Yeah.
Your power is transferring from the earth. So there you go. If you don't have the legs, it's not going to make a difference. So
can I give you guys a sneaky pick? I mean, he's going to probably go out and shoot 78 today, and they're going to say, nice call, Merck.
Go ahead.
He's a teammate. He was a teammate. I think he was recruited by Justin Thomas to play at Alabama. He's been close a couple times this year. He's 3 off the lead right now. You can get him at 60-1, 65-1. Davis Riley is his name.
Davis Riley.
Davis Riley.
Write that down.
Put Davis Riley down there on a premature merculation.
I don't want to get the tweets when he shoots a 78 today.
No,
boy,
you're
going to
get
him.
Merck's like, why don't you just go stick it? Okay. Yeah.
See, when I give out the, remember when I said Furyk was going to have the low round in round one of the tournament that he played?
I do.
And then he went out there and almost had the low round. That's a prediction. Okay? That's something. Take a look. The good kid had it, and then Kevin Nah came out and shot -9.
And then he imploded in round two.
Yeah.
Like, thanks a lot, Kevin Nah.
Thanks a lot.
You ruined Yurko's day. You ruined all of our day. We had, you know, Furyk at like 50-1 to be the first round leader.
Fantastic.
And then Kevin Nah goes out and shoots 9
under. By the way,
that's a prediction, okay? If your guy goes out there and your guy fires a 78, guess what? We're coming after you, okay?
Yes, Merck, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you don't see this very often, but Grayson Murray, he was recovering alcoholic, came back on the PGA Tour, and was on a golf podcast, and was asked about Kevin Na, and basically said he's painful to play with and watch because he's so slow.
And
Kevin Na on the driving range the next day went after him.
Oh, yeah?
And Grayson Murray basically said, if I knew that I wouldn't get to spend about the PGA Tour, I'd drop you right now.
I love that.
That's pretty good.
And was a recovering alcoholic.
Golf fight.
Yeah. Was a recovering alcoholic. You're always a recovering
alcoholic. Well, you're right, Yurko. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that continues on and on and on.
I'm glad Randy's here today because we love Randy. And I don't want to just bust his balls.
We're not going to do that.
But he does
know the PGA Tour.
Clint. No, he does. But, man, you know, we were having a conversation in the office earlier today. Randy, we got to talk. We got to sit down and talk. You know, like...
Did you straighten him out? What happened? Did you straighten him out?
He was talking about installing a Ring video doorbell. And then Danny had said, well, would you do that yourself? And he goes, no, I can't do that. I said, Merck, of course you can. No, I can't do it.
My ex-wife put one at her house by herself.
I said, Merck, oh, yeah, of course you could put in a Ring video
doorbell.
And then he said to me, he goes, well, listen, I can change a light bulb. And I said, well, I'd hope so.
Well, wow.
A 10-year-old can change a light bulb.
Man, you change a light bulb.
You know, like.
Stop the presses.
And we were talking about, like, the things we can and can't do.
Right.
And I'm not very handy. Don't get me wrong. Like, I, I have these big ambitions. Like, I'm going to build this. And then I start to think about it. I'm like, I can't build that. Right. I'm not skilled enough to build that.
Yeah, like, the tools. You got to have the tools.
Well, and the know-how. Like, yeah. There are things that I simply can't do. You know, like, I had it in my mind that I was going to build, like, this, like an Argentine grill or like a gaucho grill, kind of, where, you know, you can raise the level above, you know, how high and how low you want it to the coals, into the fire. You know, like, I wanted to build it over my fire pit.
Right.
You know, because you can go online, you can buy them, they're outrageous, you know, and I said...
But you could build one.
Well, that's what I thought. But, you know, you need... This thing needs a wheel and chain, you know, you need a like a crankshaft and... You know, so I watched this... Do it, your DIY. DIY,
do it yourself.
Right?
Do it yourself.
I watched this DIY video.
Right.
And I watched it. I'm like, I can't do that. I do know my limitations. But there are certain things.
What did this involve? This stuff.
What
you were watching.
Like I said, you need. I don't know. It was too comp. I knew I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm not. I don't have.
Was it woodworking? Was it masonry?
You had some woodworking and some metal involved and a crankshaft.
Fabrication.
And a wheel.
We call that fabrication. You're going to have to fabricate stuff.
I'm like, I can't.
Okay.
I'll have to call my friend Kurt Woods, who's a carpenter
by
trade.
Call Kurt. That's right. We all got guys.
Like, sometimes,
need somebody.
Sometimes we need a guy.
Listen,
you know?
I don't know nothing when it comes to plumbing. I have got no idea.
English needs some work too.
I've got to call. Yeah, there you go. I call a guy.
Of course.
When I got a plumber, I got to call a guy.
I wouldn't suggest anybody do their own plumbing
right.
or pipe fitting. That's like a real specialty kind of thing. But there are certain things like around the house. Isn't a man expected to be, or is that like chauvinistic?
No,
at this point?
No.
Like, isn't a man expected to do like a handful of things? Listen, like, can you change a tire?
The ex roommate used to hang fans.
Well, that's fantastic.
I'm not hanging fans.
Wow.
I'm not going to hang fans.
That's impressive.
So we're not being sexist on this show. We acknowledge those that can do. My ex used to hang fans.
Well, she's handy.
She changed them out. She didn't like it. Got tired after 3 years. To the store. Boom.
Wow.
New fan up.
Like, I've changed.
Craziest thing in the world.
I've changed sconces on a house. Like, that's.
Sure, you can do a sconce.
But that's kind of simple.
Right.
You follow some directions in a package, and you're kind of like, I think I can. Mark, can you change a tire?
No chance.
I mean, see, this is
no chance.
Of like a basic
driver's ed. Back in driver's ed, we used to go out and change a tire.
Don't you think that's a basic skill you should have? You should be teaching your son. He's learning to drive.
Listen,
you should be teaching your daughter.
With oil changes so inexpensive, we used to change our own oil.
Yeah, I can't
do that. When I was young.
I can't do that.
You don't change your own oil anymore. It doesn't cost anything anymore.
Yeah.
You go in there, it's convenient. They get it done, a new oil filter in there, boom. Yeah. Every oil change involves what? A new oil filter.
Yeah. Mark, don't you think that's a skill you should, not even a skill, but like something you should learn how
to
do?
So what would happen if you got a flat tire? What would you do? Just
call
drive
AAA.
On it?
Well, I have had a flat tire.
You're a member.
Yeah, and what happened is I went into the dealership and they said.
On the rim?
No, they said to me, you know what? I said my tire pressure is low because now you get the tire pressure on your car.
You get the alert.
They said to me, you know what? Let's check and see if you have a hole in your tire. And they said, we really can't tell for sure, but I don't think it's – you should have it checked out more thoroughly. And so I went to Just Tires just around the corner, and they said, you know what? You probably need a new tire. And actually, I decided, you know what? Let's just go for the all four. Let's change them out.
Why not spring for all four, Mark?
That's right. $1,000.
So if not, I'll call AAA, okay? I mean, I got other things to worry about right now.
$1,000 for a new set of skins. That's the way it works,
kid. Changing the tire's pretty easy, though. I think it's something we could teach you. You could learn.
Them are the 4 points of contact on the asphalt.
That's right.
Them are your 4 points of contact.
That's right.
If you're not taking care of your tires, in NASCAR, the one thing you learn, your tires go away, your car goes away.
Well, you learn that in Days
That's
of Thunder.
It. Yeah, Days of Thunder.
You don't even need to watch
cold
NASCAR.
Cold trickle.
Tires
is how you win a race. Tires. Remember when you told them about the open wheel car?
Yeah.
It was half the weight and you had twice the tire.
Right.
In NASCAR, it's half the tire, twice the weight.
All right, we'll grab some calls here coming up because people like, what are there like certain basic things we should all learn to master?
I'm not talking about a person. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
A person should be able to do.
I'm not talking about like pipe fitting. You're right. And that's a specialty. You need an expert. You need to be licensed, trained.
Right.
But are there certain odd jobs around the house that we all should know how to do, and
don't
what are
they?
Don't
confuse a plumber and a pipe fitter. You're going to
plumbers, pipe fitters.
I'm just going to say, confuse the two of them, you're going to have a problem here. International incidents have been caused by that.
Anything specialized like that. Plumbing, pipe fitting, electrician. Thing.
Don't you ever mistake an iron worker for a steel worker.
Is that right?
Oh, no. Boy, you got problems.
Boy, what's the difference there? I might have made that mistake once or twice.
Yeah, well, it's no good.
No?
Iron worker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Iron workers are the guys actually welding in the steel together.
The guys
together,
that
right?
are erecting structures.
So what's a steel worker?
Exactly. You better be careful.
If you're an iron worker and you want to educate us, go ahead. 312-332-3776.
90% of Union Local 1 calling here.
It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Let's hope the rain stays away. Nice day today. It's Carmen and Yurk cruising along on this Friday.
It's going to rain hard tonight.
Is it going to rain hard tonight? What time, Merck?
I think more by Yurko, but I think south is getting worse, but I think after 5 o'clock, rain is coming.
Oh, boy.
And then tomorrow...
Nice
it's
day.
Not a complete washout, but rain morning, afternoon, and night. A complete weather. There will be dry hours, but it's going to rain.
No sun tomorrow. I plan on doing some smoking tomorrow. I'm talking about on the smoker.
Right.
Smoking on the smoker.
Do you use your pizza oven ever or not?
I do use the pizza oven. I haven't used it this season yet, sadly. So that needs to get fired up soon. Thinking about doing a pork shoulder tomorrow. We'll see. Maybe some ribs.
It's not bad.
One of the two.
Nice pork shoulder. Get
it
up there.
Nice little 8 pound pork. Maybe 6 pound pork shoulder.
Nice little dry rub on there.
Yes. I'm thinking about it. I want to do some smoking tomorrow. It sucks that it's going to rain.
What about 225? Let it just sit there.
250, you know, give or take. Yeah.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Six hours, eight hours.
About six hours or so on the smoke, and then I'll wrap it. Spray it down with apple cider vinegar and wrap it, and then just let it cook for another 5 hours or so.
If I was older, I'd cook pork shoulder, that kind of wrap.
All
right.
That was good, Yurko.
Thank you.
Al's in Portage Park. What's up, Al?
Hey, guys. As always, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Carm, you might your name for a horse might actually get approved because the word hung in horse racing means something completely different.
Mm.
Yeah, what does hung mean?
What does it mean?
Hung up, or what does it mean?
Well, it could mean bad, but hung usually is, you know, when a horse makes a move in the stretch, it looks like they might be going by the field and winning, they kind of stop. They stall.
Ah.
And they draw the horse hung.
Look at this.
So it's actually a negative connotation.
You don't want that as an actual horse. Thanks for the update on the horse vernacular there. I didn't know. Yeah. Maybe it will get through then. Because hung like a horse is my name for that's the racehorse I wanted.
Right.
Strike It Rich.
Strike It Rich. It's not a great a name. Horse. Yeah.
Go to.
If I ever get a horse, it'll be Sweet Beads.
Oh,
or Run Merkel Run.
Dude, those are both good. Those are really good.
So one thing Merkel really hated doing was running.
Merkel Run would be awesome. That's a great name.
That is.
Should we buy a racehorse?
I think we should. It would be a $5,000 claimer, nag.
We get something over at Hawthorne. Jimmy Miller could point us in the direction
of it. 2 months before we got to send it to the glue factory.
Oh, stop. You know, maybe we, what do you say, guys? We split it up a little bit,
Split it up.
What do you think?
A smidge.
Who trains it then?
Well, you hire a trainer.
That's another expense.
Then. Oh, it's nothing but expenses.
My dad used to do like rodeos, I'm pretty sure.
He used to do rodeos?
Like he would do like where the horse would run between all those cones or whatever. He used to do that.
And then he'd lasso? What do you mean, rodeo? Isn't that where they're lassoing the cows?
Yeah, it's this weird chapter of his life. I don't know much about.
What do you
mean,
he was on the horse?
Yeah. He rode horses for most of his teenage life.
Like Yellowstone over here.
Right. Calf roping.
This is in Utah.
What?
Carmen, you're talking about calf roping?
Yeah, isn't that the rodeo? Or?
Barrel racing. Yeah, that's the rodeo.
Barrel racing. I think that's what he did.
Right.
Where they get on the back and they got to hang on for 8 seconds.
And then the other one, that's all different rodeo. That's you're riding a bull and or you're riding a buck bronking, I think, or whatever it is. But then they do the one where they match up the cow to the horse, and the horse has got to match the movement of the cow to keep it settled down and relaxed. That you see in Yellowstone.
Okay.
And they pay a lot of money for them horses, too, but that's that type of horse. That's not a thoroughbred. We're looking at thoroughbred.
Well, we want a thoroughbred. Sounds like owning a thoroughbred is like owning a boat. Like you're just constantly putting money into it, right?
Yeah.
But what if he gets in the winner's circle? We get a good little payday?
Depends what kind of ride. If you're an allowance $100,000 race and it wins, you get 60% of the pool.
Ooh.
The jockey gets $6,000, right? It'd be $60,000. The jockey gets $6,000. The trainer gets $6,000. You get what's left.
All right.
After you pay all your bills.
After you pay the bills.
Then you get what's left.
Those horses eat a lot, too, from what
they do, and they need medicine, too, Carm.
Zach is, I'm sure, Zach's in Charleston on ESPN 1000. What's up, Zach?
Zach, what's happening, kid?
Not much. Just enjoying this beautiful day at work.
All right, you got an interesting story, Zach, so go ahead and start spinning.
What is it?
Well, I've never met my father.
Right.
My mom went to EIU.
Right.
And I was born in 89, and she has never told me much about him besides he was black. He played on the football team, and he had a Superman tattoo on his shoulder or bicep somewhere.
Oh,
so I was hoping he could help me out because he played around that time.
Right. That's the time that I did play.
So are you asking Yurko? So you're not calling. You don't think Yurko's your dad.
No.
You're asking if Yurko knows.
Well, you heard the parameters.
Okay.
And what the Superman tattoo.
When he first started it, I thought he was going to be like, Yurko, are you my dad? Yeah. My mom never told me, and she was at EIU in 1989. But then the parameters were thrown out there. So Superman tattoo. What else?
Taller and black.
How about?
And I was born in August of 89, so it might have been 88.
Yeah, well, I was there. There's no gray area. That was in my prime right there.
You remember anybody with the
88, 89? I'm trying to remember. I'm going back, but I've got to remember the shower scenes, you know? So the shower, I mean, that's where you would see that type of activity. If the individual had tattoos, you said it was on the arm, not his chest, not his back, not anything?
That's what she's told me. It's on the arm, and that's about all I've ever gotten.
Now, did you go to Charleston High School?
No, I went to Mattoon.
Oh, you're out in Mattoon. Oh, yeah, suburbs of Charleston, we like to call that. That's where the Sarah Lincoln Bush Health Center is at, where I had my knee surgery.
I've been taking phone calls on this radio station for like 22
this
years.
This is a rare one right now.
This is an original.
So you're 33?
We've had calls from jail. Yeah. Like, we've had it all. I've never heard anybody
33,
call.
33, 34 right now? Is that what we're looking at?
I'll be 33 this year, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, put your information down. Let Randy get your information. Now, I'm going to try to remember. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to blurt out a name if that guy's not the guy. I mean, I don't want to do that.
Your mom won't tell you, huh?
And he was
she's always kind of ducked the subject for some reason.
Yeah, and he was a taller fella, too, then.
That's what she said. Now, if any of that's true, I don't know, but that's the information I've got.
Did she give you a position that he played?
No. No.
All right.
I thought you were getting dirty here. I looked at you right away, and I'm like,
tell you the position in which you were conceived?
I'm like, my heavens.
Zach, hold on.
Yeah, Zach, don't hang up. Hold on.
Boy, that's interesting.
Boy, that's interesting. Yeah.
I feel like we're Ace Ventura, where we're going through
Pet Detective.
We're looking at all the photos.
Wide right.
Yeah, you know, we're crossing everybody out as we go through. Who's this? Ray Finkel.
Podactor.
Who?
Roger Podactor was found in a swimming pool today. The old Roger Podactor.
Finkel is Einhorn. Yeah. Einhorn is Finkel.
Einhorn is Finkel. Boy, that's interesting.
Oh,
and listen,
God.
Carm,
I've never had a call. I can't believe that just happened.
A handful of fellas that, you know, had tattoos, but I remember that crew. We had one hell of a crew back there. That's when we were winning some games.
But what year did you, was that your senior year?
Yeah,
89?
He was born 89, which means.
You were there.
Yeah, which means 88 is the point of conception.
Yes.
Right, so, you know, as
well,
you
Well, we didn't ask what his birthday was, but...
Yeah, but he said he's turning 33, so he's not yet 33.
Okay, all right.
So he's turning 33, and he was born in 89.
Right. Well, I'm saying if you're born late in 89, you could be conceived in 89.
Conceived, theoretically.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But he still would have been on the 88 football team, Eastern Illinois football team.
Well, you have any idea, like, off the top of your head? And I don't expect you to say it in the air, but...
I don't have an idea right now. I'm trying to go back and remembering tattoos.
We're going to have the guys.
I wish there was a nickname. I got a crew of 20.
We're going to have the guys that played with you at EIU. Yeah. They're going to start calling me like,
Yurko, it wasn't me. But I got a crew of 20 that I talk to all the time, and they're from a bunch of different classes, right? From when I got there in 85 all the way through guys that like graduated in 94.
That's so great.
So I got a crew of 20 here. I might put that out there to the fellas.
Oh, my God.
And see, I said, I got a call.
Got a call, guys.
So
at first, I honestly thought he was going like, Yurko, is there any chance you're my dad?
Well, Carm,
do you not have any kids out there that you don't know
of? If anybody's listening to the show over the course of 22, 23 years, I did not break my maiden until after college. I ran a lot of races.
You broke your maiden with me?
No, after college. I ran in a lot of races, Carm. Right. It did not break my maiden.
Right.
Yeah.
You have said that before.
Oh, boy.
Marty's in the city. What's up, Marty?
Hey, guys. I got a gambling tip for you for the PGA Championship.
Go.
So this is a nugget from Jim Nance. I got to give him some credit from yesterday's broadcast. But they were talking about how the course has had 10 championship tournaments there, 7 majors, 3 other ones. The 18-hole leader has won 8 of the 10, so you got to consider Rory mm-hmm. for that. And then the 36-hole leader is actually 10 for 10 so far.
Wow.
10 for 10, 36-hole leader. What if it's 3 guys?
That's a good question, Yerk. So maybe sprinkle a shekel on each of the 3 then.
Marty, excellent. Yeah. This is a good tip. So the 36-hole leader after round 2, 10 for 10?
10 for 10. Round 1, 8 for 10.
That's great.
Round 2, I wonder if the final round leader is 10 for 10 also.
Well.
Of course he is.
I know, but I thought you meant like at any point during the final round. No. But the final round, yeah. You're being funny
being
over there.
Being a smartass.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Luke Pergandy, speaking of the hot tickets for sale, the golfers you can buy and sell right now at PropSwap. Also, sit tight if you're on the phones. We're kind of spraying all fields. We got like naming horse calls. We got... a guy in Serbia who wants to talk to us.
No, it's Peter, our guy Peter from, he's in Serbia right now. Okay. Pete from Miami.
Oh, Pete from Miami.
Yeah. From Miami. Okay.
He's in Serbia right now. We've got the odd jobs around the house that every man and woman should be able to do, and the little tasks that we all should
Serbia
master.
Qualified for the World Cup, I'll have you know.
Yes, I think I did know that.
Yeah, not Italy, though.
Didn't they beat Portugal?
Yeah.
Was
not Italy.
Yeah, you can rub it in. It's fine. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
It's Carmen and Yurko.
Sports talk while you're on the clock.
Do I exaggerate?
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
We got Bill Burr tickets that we're going to give away later this hour. We'll do it before 1. Then during the 1 o'clock hour, another giveaway, your chance to win. That's all we do is we give. We'll give away tickets to the Wolves
the first
game
time
tomorrow night.
We give all the time, Carm.
Yeah, man. We got Wolves playoff tickets to give away. We'll get back out to your phone calls, too. PGA Championship this weekend. I mean, prop swap was made for this, Yerk. The ticket. There's hundreds and hundreds. I mean, people buy, they sell. And we just had Marty call up, who dropped that stat that he heard from Jim Nance. 10 previous championships, including 7 majors at Southern Hills in Tulsa, which really does look like a beautiful course.
Yes.
10 previous championships, including 7 majors. The ultimate winner has held the 36-hole lead every single time. So factor that into your buying in your calculus this
every
weekend.
Single time.
Let's bring in Luke Pergandy. He's one of the founding members of PropSwap, the PropSwap app, which is free to use, PropSwap.com. He's a Chicago guy. He's back in Chicago now. You know, he moved back. He's actually in Vegas this weekend having a good time, but he's got to go there for work a lot. For work. Oh, I love it. Should be so lucky. But he's back in Chicago now, too. Luke, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
Good, Luke. How are you?
Doing great. Yeah.
Hey, how's the Cirque, by the way? We already did the Odds Couple podcast. Waddle and Sylvie were out there in, what was it, October, when Cirque of Las Vegas, when the Bears went out for the Raider game. And I know a lot of Chicago fans went out there. I have not been to that book yet, but man, do I hear cool things. Like, it's badass, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, great to be back in Chicago. You know, went to Wrigley last Monday for the first time in a while. I know you're a Sox fan, Carm.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yurko, are you Sox as well?
No, I'm a Cubs fan.
Okay, good. We got one good guy.
Yeah, one good guy here, and then we got Carmen.
The Park Ridge Cub fan, you know, these guys, you guys are everywhere. it never ends. You guys, I mean, you've always said when you guys came up with the idea for the website, you never imagined that, like, golf would be
a driving force.
Like one of the real big driving forces, especially these majors, right? Like people just go nuts during the major championships buying and selling tickets on PropSwap. The beautiful thing is your guy doesn't have to win for you to win, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. I think, you know, golf, I didn't uncover the demand for sports betting in golf until I got in the into the industry. Like, I knew playing was fun. I grew up playing golf, and all my buddies played, but I didn't understand the thirst for betting. Like, betting and golf are literally one and the same. Obviously, there's Phil Mickelson story coming out where he's $40 million down in gambling losses, and in addition to, he's gambling while he's playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. But, yeah, there is a marriage between sports gambling and golf, and I didn't uncover it until starting this website.
Do you bet a lot of golf now? Like, have you, because of this, or is it not?
Yeah, I mean, like, the Masters, obviously, Scheffler just completely ran away with that.
Yeah.
So that was a tough tournament to wager on, because he was red hot coming into the tournament, and he basically ran away with it. Tiger had a decent, like, first day, but he played terrible on Saturday of the Masters. So, yeah, Scheffler's kind of ran away with it. But, yeah, I mean, there's, Gary Woodland a couple of years ago won at 100-1 odds. Like, there's long shots that pay. And as you mentioned, Carm, like, with PropSwap, like, you don't have to win the thing to get paid. You know, you just have a good first day. You can have a first good nine.
Yeah.
And you're in the money, and you can flip it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a super interesting point that Nance brought up, that every leader after 36,
10 for 10 after 36.
Ended up winning at that course. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I would love to know if there was as equal of wins as there are this weekend on those other times that's been played there. I'm sure there is. Oklahoma is known to be a windy state.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Super interesting.
Yeah, I wonder,
in golf in general, that's the opposite. Like, typically, the leader after 36 does not win. Like,
right.
More often than not, the leader going into the weekend doesn't win. So that's an interesting stat that at this specific course, the inverse is true.
Especially in the majors. Like, there's just so much pressure, right? I mean, I think that's a good call. Like, you don't normally see, you don't see a lot of, like, wire-to-wire stuff. You just don't. And I guess seven or eight out of the 10 were right.
Sleeping on the lead on Saturday night is usually, you don't get a great night of sleep.
That is really, really tough. Other than all the golf tickets, and I'm looking at Scheffler tickets, JT, tons of Rory, Zalatoris, check out PropSwap.com or the app. Lots of NBA tickets here, Luke, too. I see a ton of different NBA and NHL stuff, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Celtics have just been, yet again, just PropSwap team of the year to go from, we sold tickets on the Celtics in the fall at 125-1 odds. I mean, no one thought this team was going to do anything. They were left for dead. You know, there was one small ticket I saw sell this week. He bought a $10 ticket on the Celtics in November, and he sold it for $330 this week. 33-1 winner.
Unreal.
And, if you bought a larger ticket, you figure buy a $1,000 ticket, turn that into $33,000.
I know.
And they're still, they haven't even won the semis yet. But they're a long way from winning this thing. And to turn $10 into $330, I mean, that's just, it's incredible.
All right, check out the app. It's free, PropSwap or PropSwap.com. Have fun in Vegas, buddy. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks, Con. Thanks, Jericho.
We'll see you, man. There's Luke Pergandy. Follow him on Twitter, too. He is at Luke Pergandy. He's a good Instagram follower. He's always tweeting where he's at. Let's go to Peter in Miami. What's up, Peter?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm not in Miami.
Well, you're not in Miami. That's right. You're actually in Serbia right now.
What's going on, Peter?
Yeah. I went to see the EuroLeague Final Four to support my team, Olympiacos, but we lost in the semifinal. It was a gut-wrenching punch, and I'm going to get a lot of gut-wrenching punches when I go back home because I told my wife I'm going to see my mom in Greece.
Mm.
And it's going to be tough, but, anything to support my team.
You lied to your wife and told her you were going to see your mother in Greece, and then you went to Serbia to watch soccer instead?
No, basketball.
Basketball. I don't know. I figured soccer. Okay, basketball.
Yeah, I went to go watch basketball. And Olympiacos is your team?
Yes, it is. It was like 15,000-16,000 fans. This was not planned. A friend of mine had an extra ticket, and I said, okay, let me just jump on that. I said, I'm going to go see my mom, which I am. I'm going to see her for a day.
Right. Well, he's not really lying. I mean, you're not lying there. All right, but hold on. Who did Olympiacos lose to?
We lost to the Turkish team, Efes.
Ah.
I assumed.
Vasily Micic Last second three-pointer. It was tied. Oh. He won the game.
I assume for some reason you guys were talking soccer. I didn't know basketball.
No, this is basketball, too. They've got a lot of good things happening over there.
They play a lot of basketball,
there.
Too. Yes, I know.
A lot of basketball out there. I mean, that's where a lot of players come from.
The second game, Real Madrid beat Barcelona. So the final for Sunday is FS and Real Madrid. I was able to sell the final ticket. I got this ticket for free. I even made like 500 euros right now.
Any other?
Mirotic, I think, is on Real Madrid.
I think he is.
You know. Yeah.
No, Mirotic is on Barcelona.
He lost.
Hey, any other Giannis's, grown on trees in
Greece? Yeah, what's coming over from Europe?
Anybody?
There's
over
a
there?
French guy over there coming over from Europe, isn't
not,
he?
Not Greek. Not yet, but the French guy. I don't know. He has a weird name, but that French guy, he plays for Villeurbanne in France. He's the next thing coming up.
This guy knows about all the...
We remember that
he
name.
He knows the teams. I mean, I can't imagine.
Do you remember that name from the other day?
Who?
Well, Barb, if you follow EuroLeague, I follow EuroLeague. This is my sixth Final Four I've been to.
Damn, dude. All right, Pete, thanks, buddy. Pete, safe travels back home. Have fun seeing your mom in Greece.
His name is Victor W.
Oladipo.
No.
Wembanyama.
What is his name?
Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama?
Right there. Victor Wembanyama.
All right, let's keep an eye on him.
That's the next Cat Smeow coming in. But he is slightly built right now. Has to physically mature.
We got some more phone calls that we want to take coming
up. Two quick things.
Yeah.
The Lakers have announced their finalists.
Oh, I want to hear this. Let's make fun of the Lakers a little bit.
All right.
Phil Jackson's leading the search?
Phil Jackson is not. Yeah, he's leading the search. He's not one of the finalists.
No, I know. But this
I think he's involved.
The guy you said you don't shoot threes? In the NBA, is leading the search.
And
good for the Lakers.
Following our trend, talking about Jim Nantz leading after 36 holes, Justin Thomas stringed a 10-footer on 18, so he's now 6-under and is your clubhouse leader.
Here's your clubhouse
all leader. Brought to you by Tito's.
All right, Justin Thomas playing well. Sit tight, we'll grab some more calls. 312-332-3776. And we're giving away Bill Burr tickets in the next 15 minutes. Playoff hockey is alive and well in Chicago, folks. It is. The Wolves return to Allstate Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, looking to stay undefeated in the playoffs. That's right. After sweeping the Rockford IceHogs, the Wolves are taking their winning streak and the best record in the league back to home ice for the Division Championship Series against Milwaukee. Nothing beats the fun and excitement of a Wolves playoff hockey game in person with the family. And the kids love that pyrotechnic show. So much fun stuff that's going on. The march towards winning a fifth championship continues. Log on to ChicagoWolves.com and get your tickets for the game Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Back-to-back games this weekend. And we're giving away tickets during the 1 o'clock hour, so you can stick around for that. We are Chicago. We are hockey. We are the Wolves.
Debbie, you, York, the hourly.
Oh, I appreciate it there, fellas. This hour is brought to you by the Sanctuary Golf Course.
Yes.
I wore my shirt yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it. It's a great-looking shirt.
Love that. Home of the $39 Wednesday special that includes golf and a card for tee times. Go to golfsanctuary.com.
Stream ESPN 1000 anytime through the ESPN Chicago app.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Connor McKnight will join us at 1:30. We'll talk White Sox, Yankees. White Sox in the Bronx this weekend, Yurk. Remember last year, it was a Friday, Carlos Rodon. Remember that, Merck? Carlos Rodon's performance in Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
And they couldn't get the win for him late. Remember they gave it up late? I want to say LeMahieu had a big hit, didn't he? Am I remembering that right? I feel like
DJ
he did.
LeMahieu?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm trying to remember.
But it was like Carlos Rodon spun a gem. Boy, he's really been good.
Except his last start was
awful. Last start was bad. You're right. Yeah, it really was. He's still like third choice for Cy Young in the, obviously. I imagine he's been brilliant up until that last start. He's second or third choice for Cy Young in the National League. Yeah, Sox-Yankees, always fun. And the Yanks are just playing great. They did lose to Baltimore yesterday. They failed to finish off the four-game sweep. They just lost their 10th game. It's May 20th.
Did you know G. Carlos Stanton was the first opposing player to hit a home run to left field yesterday?
Since they moved him back?
Right.
When did they do that? Did they
this offseason.
Okay, so this is brand new.
Yeah.
Well, so then that's not that impressive. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, they've had... How many home games
have they played?
I don't know, but still, it's played 38 like games, so you've at least played 15 or 16,
it's
right?
It's like the old Yankee Stadium now. You know, you got to hit it 400 feet to get it out in left field. Remember, it used to be like 4, 30, because Monument Park used to be beyond. Wasn't Monument Park at the old stadium like sort of in the field of play? Wasn't it? The wall was behind it? Isn't that the way it was or something? I remember Moose Skyron used to always, and that's the second Moose reference today. We referenced Moose in our Moose in Crosstalk Unhinged. The latest Unhinged is up, by the way. Me, Yurko, Sylvie. Waddle's back next week. He's coming back from Gino Cappelletti, his father-in-law's funeral, and the services in Boston. So Waddle wasn't here, but we had a great Unhinged. Get to the ESPN Chicago app for that and for the latest odds couple. But we were talking about Moose for reasons that you'll discover. But he used to say, he used to tell us how many home runs like all the righties were robbed of because it was so deep to clear the fence in left field, like DiMaggio home runs and his home runs and all the, you know, the guys that were the right-handed hitters.
They turned into doubles and triples.
Yeah, absolutely. They turned into a lot of triples. That's true.
And a lot of long outs, too.
Yeah. And I thought he once said, like, I don't know, I'd have to look that up. I don't know the full history of that. I know when I went to Old Yankee Stadium, that was 2007, maybe it was one of the maybe 2008, the last year of Old Yankee Stadium, and obviously things are much different. Those walls are much tighter, and Monument Park's got its own thing out in the outfield. But I thought he once said, like in the 50s at one point, like Monument Park was in the field of play or something. It was weird. Todd's in Gurnee on ESPN 1000. What's up, Todd?
Hey guys, what's going on?
How are you, man?
Hey, good. Hey, I got a quick story for you. We're up in northern Wisconsin last week, and we go to one of the establishments there in Lake Tomahawk, and behind the bar is a bottle of Pappy. Oh. Hey, how much is a bottle of Pappy right now if you get your hands on one?
Secondary market or like retail?
Secondary market first. Let's do secondary. What was it, a 15-year-old or a 20-year-old?
It's a 15.
Secondary market, you're probably talking $2,500.
Right, $2,500.
Yeah. Yep.
Listen to this. So he sees it. He asks how much two fingers are. And it's like $32. Wow. He said, "Can I buy the whole bottle?" And she's like, "Sure."
Oh.
$75 for about three quarters of a bottle.
Oh,
of Pappy.
My God.
I was afraid to carry it home and going to drop it.
I mean, you're probably paying $189.99 plus tax at the store.
If you can find it. Right. Yeah, that'd be a good price.
Yeah, $199 close to $200.
Yeah.
The 20-year-old's probably about $269.
I would double it. Yeah.
A bottle of the 15-year, I'm looking on the website right now, it is currently on sale for the low price of $3,199. Yeah, secondary market. Normally it's $4,000.
Right. But you'll find that on the secondary market, so there's a lot of people with bottles. And people aren't paying the price.
Right. Todd, did the bartender, I mean, obviously, they were aware of what they had, right? I mean, they...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The bartender's the owner.
She said
enjoy.
There's
about three quarters of a bottle left. Yeah. And it was the only bottle she had. She said it took 6 to 8 months to get it. I can't believe she sold it to you.
I would have sold it to you guys for $200.
Did she have a good collection of whiskey?
What's that?
Did she have a good collection of whiskey? Was there a lot of good whiskey there?
Yeah, right. Not a lot, but when he saw the Pappy, he about fell off the bar stools.
Beautiful. Well, now you guys can take your time with it and enjoy it, all right, buddy?
Yeah, hey, by the way, I'm buddies with Nick the Greek.
Oh, hey, Nick the Greek.
How about that?
Well, which Nick the Greek? Like, I have a friend that's Nick the Greek.
Yurko's got I don't have Nick the Greeks. I just got the Greek.
Oh, just the Greek? Okay. Oh, yeah, Pete, that's right. Okay, you're friends with Nick the Greek. I love it. With Nicky Arvanites. Nicky's the man. Todd, thanks, buddy. Nah, you're right, because Pete the Greek. What am I thinking?
I got Pete's. Yeah. Pete Choros, Pete Vasily.
Yeah, Pete Vasily.
Pete Amonatitis.
Yeah, all the Pete's.
A lot of Pete's. I got a lot of Pete's in my life.
But the Greeks, they're like, it's like the scene in Goodfellas. Yeah. Remember, it says that they're all named Peter and Paul.
Yes.
What are they all named Peter and Greek? They have no other names. They're all named Pete or Nick.
The doctor of insurance, Pete Van Vuren, the Flying Dutchman.
He's
not Greek, but he's the Flying Dutchman. In my big, fat Greek wedding. She introduces everybody. This is my cousin Pete.
My cousin
Nick.
This is
my sister's nephew Pete. This is Nick. This is
every
Pete.
Everybody's Greek I know Nick is Peter Nick.
Yeah,
it was
Peter
all
Nick.
Like Paul and Marie.
Yeah, Paul. They're all named Peter and Paul, and they're all married to a girl named Marie.
Yeah.
Look, I'm impressed. Charlie, who's like the youngest person here, knows.
That's impressive.
Love that movie.
Tyler can't name a movie pre-2010.
I caught Casino the other night.
Oh.
I caught Casino, and I had to watch. So I watched probably the first hour and a half. Just sat there and watched and absorbed it all, you know?
A little too long. That movie gets a little too long.
It gets a little tedious.
Yeah, it does.
Did they have to pop the eyeball out of the guy's head?
Yes. Apparently, that's the way it really went down. I mean, from what the legend, the way the legend
right.
is. We got some Bill Burr tickets to give away. Sit tight if you're on the phones, including Larry. I want Larry to talk about the old Yankee Stadium, if I had that right or not. So don't go anywhere. Let's give away Bill Burr tickets. He's very funny. He's very edgy. Yeah, you got to, yeah, you know.
He's edgy.
If you're easily offended, I would not try to win these.
This is for Friday, November 4th, Carm, at the United Center.
Wow. He's
Remember, kid, the people tried to cancel Bill Burr.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
He's big time, dude. He's playing the UC.
He fought him off.
He's really funny.
He's resilient and funny.
So, Bill Burr tickets. Should we come up with like a Boston trivia question, Merck? What do you think?
Right, sure. He's from Boston. I assume that's what you're doing then? Or?
Well, yeah. I think he is. He's got that thick. Okay. Am I wrong?
He's from Boston.
Yeah, okay. He's got a pretty thick Boston accent. Here, let's do this. We'll do a Boston trivia question, okay?
You got to bring
it. All right, name the second baseman who had three home runs last night for the Red Sox.
Oh, I got that. Trevor Story.
Where in Boston?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the famous church where they hung the lanterns during Paul Revere's ride? Where in Boston is it?
Where in Boston?
We want the section of Boston.
Section of Boston.
All right.
Like Hegwisch.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Ukrainian Village.
First correct caller wins the Bill Burr tickets. 312-332-3776. We're back in 2 minutes.
Bronzeville.